released by God to share his innermost revelations. Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the We Identify podcast that is part of the Who's Your Daddy podcast network on a history with God.org. I'm your host, Tyler Drury. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, babies of all ages, to what is going to be another epic week of epic proportions. So let me start out with what's going on in my life, because I like to keep you guys updated, because I know that I'm being prayed for and stuff, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimonies, and living not our own lives unto death. So there's some testimonies, I guess, you know. So I'll start. You guys know that I'm going through with my dad already. The doctor's report is he has cancer and everything, but we're still believing the report of the Lord. Amen, because that's the only report. That's the final authority, is the report of God. And I thank God for that. Nevertheless, it's been getting down to crunch time. I've been having to do more with my dad, more with the caretaking of him and such. It's stretching me. It's stretching my patience, stretching my faith, definitely. My faith is being stretched in this, I should say. And just my reliance on God for my sustenance and for my energy, reliance on God for patience, because I lose patience sometimes with this, I'll be honest. But it's remembering that, and I'll tell you, this is what really gets me through these times, that he once did it for me at a certain age. So now, here's an opportunity for me to do it for my dad. He took care of me when I was a baby. Now in his older years, I'm to take care of him. But I still believe that he's going to get up off of that bed. I still believe that the report of the Lord is he will live and not die. I still believe what God said. I still believe his promises, which are yes and amen. And let me tell you something. I believe that this sickness that my dad has is not unto death, but that the glory of God would be revealed. So my faith is getting built up. I have to build my faith up, because there's literally nothing the doctors can do. And faith comes by what? Hearing what? By the word of God. So I've been just taking more of that in. I've been taking in more word. Like James 2, it says, so speak and so do. Okay, now we're about to get into the lesson today. It's not really a lesson, but it's the topic, one of the topics of conversation on today. And I'm going to turn right to it so I can read it immediately. I've got it. Do I have it bookmarked? I do have it bookmarked. James chapter 2, verse 12 says, so speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. So our speaking and our doing go hand in hand with one another. Just like God's speaking and God's doing are hand in hand. What he spoke, he did. And what he did because it was because he spoke it. He spoke it into creation. Whenever God speaks, things are being created. Whenever God speaks, whatever God does, it's a result of his speaking. So our speaking needs to, and our doing need to mirror God's in that instance. We need to mirror the Lord's speaking and the Lord's doing. That because our speaking and our doing are not separate. And as he is, so are we in this world. And how do you speak? How do you just proclaim the promises of God? How can you proclaim the promises of God when you're in a season where it seems like the promises of God are slack? How can you trust in God when it seems like everything that you want, that you grew to love, and everything that you knew is seemingly slipping out of your hands? Because I'll be honest, this is the trial that I'm in right now. I'm being stretched in my faith in God because of the situations that are going on around me. I haven't been through these things before, but I tell you one thing that I hold on to, the unchanging word of God, the immeasurable word of God. It's the final authority. It has the final say, which is why I'm not looking at the situation and saying, this is what the situation is, that my dad's going to die in 6 months or less. No. See, and he's on hospice care at that. So watch this. So the world is getting ready for a funeral, but I'm getting ready for a testimony. The world's getting ready to put him 6 feet under, but I'm getting ready for the testimony that God is doing in his life and is building in his life, that this is just another instance. This is just another instance for God's glory to be revealed. My dad has been through 4 strokes. Count them up. Not one, not two, not three, but 4. And God has brought him through that each and every time. He's been through high blood pressure. He's got diabetes. And in spite of, right now, he's got a situation called citrullus. And he's got this liver cancer. But God is still keeping him. He's not in any pain. And I'm grateful grateful to God for that. Now what's just needed, I'm just waiting for, is the manifestation of the healing power of God. And that is where a lot of us are. We think that the promises of God can be slack and slow coming, but that he seemingly has forgotten about us. But you still need to proclaim these promises, because they're not coming. They're not coming when you want them to. They're not appearing and manifesting when you want them to. But God knows when. God knows the time of the manifestation. God knows the hour of the manifestation, that he would get all glory from it. That it's going to be glory that no man can take. So that's what we really, and I'm saying we as the body of Christ, because I know not everybody's going through this situation I'm going through, but you're going through another situation. And in that situation, you really need to rely on God and hold on to God's unchanging hand. So speak and so do. Speak the word of God and do the word of God. Do the word of God and speak it. It's not the hearers of the word that are blessed. It's the doers of the word. So speak and so do. And how can you do that unless you speak? And how can you speak unless you fill your heart with the word of God? David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I would not sin against you, that I would not miss the mark." So this is a season where we've got to start, help me, Lord. We've got to start storing up the word of God in our hearts. We've got to start stirring up the gift which was given to us by the laying on of hands of the presbytery. It's time to start stirring up the things of God in our lives, because God is just, this is a season of manifestation, not just for me. I believe that I'm in a season of manifestation. I haven't seen it yet, but I still believe I'm there, because I still believe that God's word says my father's healed, so he's healed. I still believe that God's word says I'm healed, so I'm healed from the things that I've gone through in the past. And God's word says that you're healed, so you are healed. Now all we need to do is wait for the manifestation of the promises of God. And what do you do while you wait for the manifestation? Occupy until he comes. You occupy. You fill yourself up with the word of God to the point where you're brimming over with it, where you're overflowing, where literally your cup runs over. Be encouraged. God's saying, I got this. I got this, is what God's saying. I know when I'm going to manifest it, is what God's saying. Trust me, is what God's saying right now. Trust me. I know the hour of manifestation. Thus saith the Lord, I know the hour of your deliverance. Trust me, and trust that it's already done. Because my son, my son's finished work is what you're waiting for the manifestation of. And it's coming. And we thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. We thank God for being able to speak and do. We thank God for the promises of God, which are always yes and amen. We thank God that we're in a season when we're going to start seeing manifestations of the power of Almighty God, because it is His good pleasure. It's His good pleasure to manifest it. It's His good pleasure to manifest these promises. So we thank you, Lord, before it even shows up, for the testimonies that we're going to have, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and loving not our own lives unto death. This has been another edition of the We Identify podcast. I've been your host, Tyler Drury. Remember, you are more than conquerors. I don't care if the manifestation of healing has been taking years to show up. You are still more than a conqueror, and you are still healed. Because God said it. Wait for that manifestation. I decree a season of manifestation for those who are waiting on the promises of God. Lord, we know that all things are in your charge. All things. You have charge over all things. Lord, there's people who need a miracle tonight. There's people who need miracles in their finances, who need a miracle on the job, who needs a miracle in their health. And we know that you are the God of miracles, still working them. You didn't stop. You're still working miracles. Lord God, as we stretch forth our hands to heal and as we open up our mouths to prophesy, may we do it with accuracy. And may people be healed in the name of Christ Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you guys for listening to another edition of the We Identify podcast. Stay blessed. You already are blessed, so stay that way. Remember, you're more than conquerors. You're more than an overcomer. You're the very righteousness of God.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.